The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Chauncey here. On this week's show, we're going to have, I think, a really, I mean, this is some unbelievable things that I've been part of this past week. We're going to have on Andrew Shanahorn. He's from an organization called the Fallen Outdoors. It's a veteran-run organization that really helps the veterans and understands the physical and psychological hurdles that affects them. And they help them not just with, you know, their personal life, but their professional life, their recreational life. They really support them in so many different ways, and it's really something unique. And then along with Andrew, we're going to hear from Josh Kieber, and who he lost an arm when an RPG hit the turret of the vehicle that he was on top of, and he spent a long time working with the doctors and the physical therapists, et cetera, on, you know, getting back to as good as he can be. But he's also working real hard along with the Fallen Outdoors people on being a dad, a husband, an outdoorsman, and so much more. And what they give Josh, you're never going to forget this story when you hear him tell it in his own words. It's really really remarkable. I mean, I was like, if you know what I mean. It really touched my soul when I heard this. Okay, then we're going to also talk to another great guy. Oh, and you know what? They did that all at the Porter's Hunt Club in McHenry, Illinois. It's a goose and duck hunting club in McHenry, Illinois that Matt Porter runs. Nice organization. Then Mr. Bluegill, also known as Captain Troy Peterson of MrBluegill.com. He's a multi-species guide that's a 12-month guide. He guides in open water, ice, you know, fishing through the ice, everything. 12 months a year, you're going to find him on the lakes in central Wisconsin and a wide variety of lakes, not just one or two. So if they're not biting here, he's going to get you on fish that are going to be biting, whether it's a lake, a river, or more. And then we're going to be talking about this ice season that's in central Wisconsin right now where, man, things are on fire up there. And they're putting a lot of fish on the ice and having great lunches and everything else. And we're going to learn about how you can go out and learn more with MrBluegill.com. Remember that website, MrBluegill.com. And when you contact them, tell them you heard it on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And then in our last segment of the show, we have the Aiden Fishing Report and some other outdoor information. So we've got a full-packed show. Pour yourself another cup of coffee, pour yourself some soda pop, or whatever you're drinking this morning, and kick back and enjoy Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Did you know trespassing is the number one complaint against snowmobilers by landowners and is a leading cause in lost snowmobiling access? Most land adjacent to snowmobile trails is closed to snowmobiling, so stay on the trail. No trespassing means no snowmobiling. Just because there are snowmobile tracks off trail doesn't mean it's open or legal. ask first and know the off-trail rules before you go. Brought to you by the American Council of Snowmobile Associations and the Federal Highway Administration. Visit snowmobileinfo.org.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month, you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, last weekend, I found out about something when I was in the middle of an outdoor show, and I was so upset because I wanted to be part of this thing. But this was an unbelievable program going over at Matt Porter's Goose Hunting Club in the northwestern suburbs of Chicagoland area. And it's really, we've got two people that I'm going to introduce here. First one is Andrew Shanahorn, who's with Fallen Outdoors. And then we have Josh Kieber. Kieber, is it? Is that right, Josh?
Kerber, K-E-R-B-E-R. Kerber. Appreciate you, though.
Okay, Josh Kerber, who was on the receiving end of what we're going to talk about, but I don't want to give it away yet. I don't want to give it away. First of all, Andrew, tell people about... I apologize. I knew nothing about Fallen Outdoors. What is it?
So the Fallen Outdoors is a nonprofit organization that is for veterans, run by veterans. And our sole purpose is making sure that we take care of veterans. They're not sitting at home dealing with, you know, the mental aspects of whether it be combat related or service related, anything from their time that they've given in defense of the country, that they can get back into the outdoors with, you know, like-minded individuals, their brothers and sisters, on whether it be hunting, fishing, camping trips, anything outdoor related, or volunteers working at shows and things like that, to just help, you know, combat everything that's gone on with that they've endured during their military service.
Mm-hmm. So, and once again, it's a 501c3, you know, nonprofit. And this organization is, as you said, it's from the veterans who've been there and understand everything and more that they shouldn't. And I don't mean that sarcastically. But they want to give back to the ones that need that help, need that extra help, and want to be part of it, correct?
Exactly. I'm still active duty in the Air Force. I was lucky enough to you know, be contacted by Jason Wren, was our state lead at the time here in for Team Illinois, and asked me to become a part of the organization. Mm-hmm. You can be an active service member or a veteran to give your time back. And luckily, I was able to be contacted by Jason and got involved with Team Illinois, which has done, I can't even explain it, put it into words what it's done for me personally as far as what I've endured through my 16 years in military service.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to be in the outdoors, which is one of my big passions, and, you know, helps keep me who I am, but being able to take that and then give it back to the veterans that have served before me or with me and get them back out in the outdoors, it just does so much that, you know, it's really hard to put into words what it does for us.
Exactly. And now, you know, Josh Kerber is a veteran and lives in our area here, and he went out goose hunting with you guys. And Josh, first of all, thank you for your service. And
oh, very much appreciated.
Thank you for what I don't even know the words to say. You lost an arm in Afghanistan, correct?
Yeah, I did. Back in 2009, I got into a firefight while doing QRF in Logar province, and ended up rolling snake eyes, and ended up, it's not as bad as it could have been. I ended up taking an RPG to the turret, and quite frankly, I don't see nobody in my truck and myself, I don't see how I should still be here, but I ended up losing an arm, and I managed to walk away.
Which, I tell you, okay. Okay. What do you say? I'm very glad you're here, and so does your family and your friends and everybody else. But you were contacted by this organization for specifically what?
This organization, I was contacted to just go hunting with them, which I've gone on several, and I cannot stress enough how much the Fallen Outdoors, I think, does for the veteran community. Anybody who's hunted or fished, you know, and falls in love with it, you know, it's not just about pulling a trigger or setting a hook. It's about the hunt. It's about the fishing, and it's about the people you spend that time with. And when you're spending with like-minded veterans, you get your head in a better place, and you can vent to people who understand your frustrations. So I've been with them for a little bit now, and I just think it's a wonderful program. But after a goose hunt with Andrew over here, he contacted me after the fact to see if I would like and my home could accommodate a service dog. And so it just so happens to be a service dog that can also retrieve waterfowl. And as you'd expect, I jumped at the opportunity. It's I grew up around bird dogs. I just haven't had the time or the I don't know how to put it, the ability to train him to the extent I'd want.
Sure.
And have, when he's a service dog, and it takes away a lot of that, the pressure off me, and I am training him myself, but he's already got some sense of what he's doing. It takes pressure off me, and so Andrew put me in contact with Freedom Paws,
mm-hmm.
a Veterans Foundation that provides service dogs to disabled veterans to help mm-hmm. them with their day-to-day life, whether it be PTSD, physical disabilities, brain injuries. That dog's there to help you overcome these obstacles. And it just so happened there was a chocolate lab named Cliff, who's named after another fallen veteran who was trained to get duck, to retrieve duck and waterfowl, and they linked us up.
I mean, that's, you think about it, you're getting a service dog, which is a fantastic thing. You're getting a service dog to do all the things that you would need assistance with, but then it also is a hunting dog. Ah, oh my God, it's like, it's a twofer, you know?
And it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful for me. As somebody who, you know, you think about going out into a waterfowl pit, and you think about all the things you have to carry, especially if you're going out alone.
Yeah.
And all the things you have to do, and now I have a permanent hunting partner for when I'm hunting outside of football and outdoors.
Oh, my God.
Falling outdoors, those guys will take care of you. If you're a veteran in the area with disability, hit them up anyway. They'll work it out for you.
Yeah.
But for me, going out alone now, I have a partner that I feel confident in to go by myself.
Right.
To help me carry the geese out if I have a good day, to help me bring my ducks out, to help me have a better time, not feel so alone while I'm out mm-hmm. there.
No, exactly. And a good wet kiss every so often on the cheek never hurts, you know. But
exactly.
Hey, Andrew.
He's a mauler. I love it.
Yeah. Andrew, who is the person that trained Cliff?
So how this really all came to fruition, like the stars really lined up. As Josh mentioned, I did a goose hunt back in October with Porter's Hunt Club, with DFO. And after the hunt, we do a post after every trip we do. I was actually contacted by Coley Reagan, and she's one of the service dog trainers with Freedom Paws. And the actual director with Freedom Paws is Corey James. And Coley reached out to me about doing this with a service hunting dog, trying to get in touch to where we could, you know, gift a service / hunting dog to a veteran. And I was like, wow, this is something that we always talked about, but we didn't know really how we could all go about it. And it just so happened the stars all aligned, and Coley and Corey and everything that they do with Freedom Paws, it really took my breath away. And I'm like, wow, this is really going to be able to happen. You know, dreams are really going to come true here. We didn't really think for a really long time that it was going to happen as fast as it did, with a lot of the different paperwork and all that kind of stuff. But we really got to give a lot of credit to Coley and Corey James with Freedom Paws and everything that they do with their service dogs. And then reaching out to Team Illinois, with, you know, the Fallen Outdoors here in Team Illinois, mm-hmm. to make this happen. Without them, and everything that everyone involved with their organization does, this wouldn't have happened last Sunday. And then being able to have them all there while we were in the pit, and Josh was able to harvest the one goose that came in. Nick Rose with Porter's Hunt Club did just an amazing job doing everything that he does with a goose call. And, you know, he said, hey, this goose is coming in. Josh, you're going to get up and you're going to take this goose. So the rest of us in the pit sat down and were real quiet. And he says, you know, okay, take him. Josh stands up, boom, and the goose drops. You have never been in a pit with six grown men with one guy harvesting one goose and see six grown men come to tears because of what it meant at that time and what was going to happen that day. Coley and James, unfortunately, they weren't able to be in the pit with us. Coley had some health issues, which turned out not to be, so she actually could have been there. But having them there after the hunt, and then, you know, everyone mm-hmm. involved, you know, with Porter's, TFO, Freedom Paws, and then Cliff being there.
Yeah.
And we didn't know it at the time, but Josh was actually taking Cliff home on Sunday, which we didn't know. We thought, you know, he had two more training sessions to go through, and that we were mm-hmm. all under the impression that after the other two training sessions, then Cliff was going to go with Josh. Well, it ended up being no. You know, Corey and Coley and everybody with Freedom Paul said, no, Josh, Cliff's yours. You're taking him home today. And to see the look that I was able to see on Josh's face, and then you know, Corey and Coley and Matt and Nick and Clayton and myself and everyone else that was there with the Freedom Paws and TFO.
Mm-hmm.
It was really one of those moments that, you know, everybody kind of thinks about being involved with veterans. You know, you get choked up, and you have to hold back some tears and things like that. And just being able to know that I was able to be such a part of that and with what Coley did to reach out to me, it's amazing. We actually have a lot of things moving forward for the Midwest region with TFO, mm-hmm. the other 12 states. We're going to be partnering up with Freedom Paws, and we're actually going to be able to place a service/hunting dog with a veteran in all 12 states of the Midwest region with the Fallen Outdoors.
Well, you make
something that
that's amazing.
That's exactly right. It's amazing. You make sure we kept up to date on all of that, buddy. We want to know who, what, when, where, why, and how.
100%. 100%. You know, people can see all that on Facebook, you know, when they mm-hmm. when they look at Fallen Outdoors, and whether they're a veteran or if they want to support and things like that, they can see all that and see everything that's going on within the country or whatever state or whatever region they're in. They can look at everything that's going on.
Wow. Well, you know, Andrew, what can I say except that, you know, thank you for all those people that it did so much. And, you know, back to Josh, you got a twofer. You got a goose and a dog.
It's on record as one of the best days in recent history. I'll tell you that much.
What did the kids say? When you opened the door and that dog went flying in the door, what did the kids say?
Oh, my oldest has been joined at the hip with him ever since. he wakes up. My kids wake up in the morning, and Cliff makes the rounds. Make sure they all get kisses, and they're mm-hmm. all excited to be awake. It's been amazing.
You guys, you did a great thing last weekend. You know, Andrew, Fallen Outdoors, the other organizations. What was the Paws group? The trainer. What was their organization name?
The organization is Freedom Paws.
Freedom
Paws. And the director there is Corey James.
And Corey James. What they did, what Matt Porter did, and his guides out there, everybody putting it all together. And then Josh, what can I say?
if I could for a second as a recipient, there is something I'd like to say. It just any veterans who may be listening who are afraid to reach out to organizations like this, I spent about a decade not really looking for organizations like the Fallen Outdoors or Freedom Paws and kind of worried about what would happen if I did, you know, like just unsure. Mm. There's a nervousness there. And I would tell anybody in the Midwest who sparked interest in joining the Fallen Outdoors, please do. If you're a civilian, and you're thinking about what to support and you want to make a difference with the veteran community, I can tell you the Fallen Outdoors has made a big difference in my life. And I can tell you the same thing about Freedom Paws.
Cool.
And so as veterans, I encourage you to reach out to these organizations. And don't, especially if you're feeling alone, if you're feeling a little lost, reach out. You might find a new direction. You know, when you're on a hunting trip, that feels like a mission for the day.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get you out of bed. And the next season, you're gearing up for that next hunting season all year long. Okay. And I can tell you, since Cliff's been here, you know, I got a reason to wake up at 5 a.m., strap on a vest on him, kick my boots on, and go for a long walk. Make sure I'm working on him and keeping him trained.
Good. Well, I want to say thank you to both of you guys, Andrew and Josh. Thank you so much. And, you know, guys, whatever I can do to help you, don't be afraid to ask, okay?
Yeah, Chauncey, we appreciate it. And thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Deer Hunters! Hey! How you guys doing? You're listening to Shad Rap, and this one's going out to everyone who's heading up to the North Wisconsin woods to do a little deer hunt this year. And here we
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Finally here, take the fellas up north and stay in the shack. A week without the wife won't want to come back. Gotta wake up early on opening day, but first I better finish off a case I chased.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And oh, the phone is ringing. Let's see who's on the phone. Well, it's Mr. Bluegill himself from Mr. Bluegill Guide Service, also known as, you know, our really good friend of the show here. We can't pass up Mr. Troy, right, can you?
Hey, how are you doing, Chauncey?
We're doing fine. You know, so many people this year are going, "Hey, we got ice." And there's a lot of people who have gone ice fishing, a lot of people who have not gone ice fishing. And we called Mr. Bluegill up last year also talking about ice fishing and open water fishing. And I wanted to get him back on because I really believe that we as fishermen need to know more about some places that are not that far from, you know, the Midwest area, whether you live in Illinois or southern Wisconsin or, you know, northern Wisconsin, want to come down for a little bit of a different scenery, or even, you know, Iowa and Minnesota, right?
Yeah, you know, I get a lot of customers from the, basically everywhere from like northern Indiana through the Chicagoland area and southern, you know, that southeastern part of Wisconsin. And for the most part, you know, these guys are only driving 2 to 3 hours. You know, on average, it's probably 2 to 2.5 from the Chicago area, depending on traffic, obviously. But it's not that far of a drive. And, you know, we've got a really unique area in central Wisconsin here where I'm at. We've obviously got Lake Winnebago, which is, you know, one of the largest inland lakes in the whole country that's full of walleyes. And then we've got the connecting lakes that are part of the system, mm-hmm. you know, Lake Poygan and Lake Butamore that are also, you know, great fisheries. But then where I live, you know, we're only a half hour west of Oshkosh, and I've got about 35 to 40 lakes in about a 15-mile radius that are, you know, they look like you're up in far northern Wisconsin or, you know, little Canadian areas. Just absolutely beautiful. A wide array of fish to catch, from panfish, walleyes, bass, northern pike, and we love it up here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I will tell you, when I fly in for the Oshkosh air show, and I'm looking down at, you know, Winnebago, I'm like, damn, that's a big lake.
It is a big body of water. You know, people don't realize how big it is until you get on it. And it's 44 miles long and 9 miles across, 144,000 acres. And it fishes really small.
Well, see, and that's just it. You know, besides those lakes and all these other ones that you have, you're able to put people that want to go ice fishing on fish. Because not all lakes are... The one thing I've learned about ice fishing is it's not as a broad paintbrush as many times during the spring, summer, or fall when you're saying, okay, they're hitting in this area, and a lot of lakes are hot. Ice fishing, it's completely different. It could be hot here, and the lake 2 miles away could be like they got lockjaw.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the one thing I'll pride myself on, Chauncey, is that I believe the only multi-species guide in all of this area. You know, there's some other guides that are in the area, but they're going to take you out on Winnebago or Poygan, and you're going to fish for walleyes and white bass, and they're going to give you a rod, and you're going to see them, you know, once or twice a day, and if you don't catch anything, you don't catch anything.
Mm-hmm.
The way I've run my business is, if the walleye bite isn't going, guess what? We're going to go chase some bluegills and crappies and throw some tip-ups out for some pike, and we're going to make sure you catch fish. One thing I've learned over the 22 years of doing this is I can't control Mother Nature. And the only thing I can do is, find other species that are going to bite on days that I know it's going to be tough, and that's what we do, adapt and conquer.
You're not in charge of Mother Nature. Which is exactly what it is. Now, if somebody, like I says, I mean, when you say you're going to take somebody ice fishing, you're not just going out with a plastic bucket, right? I mean, I know that, but I want you to tell people what you bring.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of my number one calls. And even today, I had some gentlemen from the Chicagoland area. He's never been ice fishing. He's watched it on TV. It's really intriguing. He's got a brother that lives down south, wants to come up and go out on the ice. And I tell him flat out, I said, you guys, all you got to bring is your drinks, and we're going to take care of you with all the latest, high-end equipment. We've got electronics, locators, cameras, for everybody, all the way up to groups of 20 or more. We've got super high-end rods. We've got, portable shelters if we're running around chasing fish. We've got hard-sided fish houses. We've got trailers that you can fish out of, our mobile command centers, we call them. And we've got everything set up to make it super comfortable, keep people warm, and, just to make sure that they have a good time.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons that everyone, I like having, Mr. Bluegill, Troy Peterson, on a phone with them here, because it's just, he is there to have you catch fish. He gets a bigger kick out of watching you catch a fish than him catching a fish. After a while, that's what happens.
There's days, yesterday, my clients, I don't know if I even wet a line. I helped them, teach them how to jig, and some guys really wanted to learn and watch what I do, and I'd spend some time with them doing that. But for the most part, when we're chasing down fish, I'm on top of my snowmobile, which is basically, a bass boat on the ice. I've got more electronics on my snowmobile than most people will have on their boats. And, my number one job is to drill, and stay on top of these fish, especially when they're moving. When you got 140,000 acres of water to cover, we're going to be working a little bit harder than what most guys would do is just go sit out on one spot or sit on a bucket, and fish aren't there. They're not there, and they pack up and go home. We're going to some days drill 100, maybe 200 holes to try and stay on top of these schools of fish.
Oh, yeah. And, that was the other thing, too, is, if you have a bunch of people that want to go up to try ice fishing, whether they've done it before or not, you said you can handle up to, 20 people, which is
absolutely
remarkable.
We do large groups all the time, big corporate events and team building, things. If you know, even like a family reunion, we've done that. I've got lodging up here that can accommodate large groups of people. So, yeah, I mean, we've got everything people need to come up and fish for a weekend.
And I've got to tell everybody that at his website, MrBluegill.com, that's MrBluegill, one word, .com, all I'm going to say to you is you're going to say the exact same thing I told him when I gave him a buzz. I said, get that picture of that big pot of frying crappie or bluegill. I was drooling all over my keyboard. You know, it's like, okay, that's a fish that you do. Oh, look at that. That's a pot of fresh frying. Oh, my. I mean, it did. I can't.
There's nothing better than fresh perch or bluegill or crappie after a, you know, hard day of fishing to come home and play a few up and throw them in some hot grease and some tartar sauce and a cold beer, and it just, you know, completes the day for certain.
And, you know, that's exactly it. And there's something I will say that, and I never believed it until someone did this for me, but when you catch bluegill out of a frozen, you know, in January, February, when the water is really cold and you're pulling them through the ice, they taste completely different than that bluegill you caught in July and August.
Oh, absolutely. Any fish caught through this cold water is completely different tasting. And people that want to argue that fact just don't fish enough to understand how much better these things taste.
No, because someone gave me a large bowl of fried bluegill at a sports show one day that he caught that morning out of a small lake in Illinois. And I was like, this is really good. What is it? And he goes, bluegill. I go, no, it's not. He goes, yeah, it is. You know, but like I said, when, you know, people just need to have their license, and of course, you know, don't think, you know, have enough warm clothes on. You could always take a layer off or something like that. And probably the one thing that I would recommend most for people, and you can pick up, they're not expensive at all, or what people call them, creepers or something, but you put them over your boots so you can walk on ice and, you know, snow and stuff, and you're not going to slip and go boom on your you-know-what.
That's one of the biggest things. I actually had a lady, they came up from Texas this year, and she took a spill not once but twice in the same spot. You'd think she'd learn after the first time. Safety is always important. Number one, you know, we're always going to make sure that the ice is going to be thick enough to get out on. Number two, having a set of creepers or just some, you know, cheap slip-over cleats that you can buy at, you know, any of the local sporting goods stores, the Walmarts, just a slide over your shoes. So if you are on some patches of ice, you don't have to worry about falling down. Because I tell you what, that ice is just as hard as concrete.
Yeah, I think it's harder.
I think so, too.
I mean, I've bounced on concrete. I've never bounced on ice. But, you know, once again, everybody, we're talking with Troy Peterson, Captain Troy Peterson from Mr. Bluegill Guide Service. And he's doing the Poygan, Winnebago, 30 other lakes in that whole central Wisconsin area that just entice you. And you know what? You could make fun out of this. I mean, you could go up there, go ice fishing with the family, and then, you know what? That night, you can go spend, go to the Dells, go to whatever, you know, go have some fun doing something.
Yeah, so where I'm at is a very unique, like I say, it was a very unique area in the Wautoma area here. We've got a very, very good ski hill, sledding hill, tubing hill for the families. And like, there's plenty of VRBOs, there's little cottages on all these lakes that are available. I've got one place that, you know, I think it'll sleep as many as 50 or 60 people. You can get a full-time, you know, chef to cook the dinners for your families or group outings. I mean, it's just, there's so many opportunities up here for, you know, anywhere from one, two guys up to, you know, 50, 60 guys.
Yeah, and ladies, there's nothing wrong with you getting a bunch of you together and going up and see, you know, Captain Troy Peterson, Mr. Bluegill here, and he'll set you guys up on the ice, catch some bluegills, have some fun, and you know what? He'll probably call me up saying, Chauncey, I have never had this much fun in my life with a bunch of people.
The one thing everybody also comes back for is the food. We cook some really, really good lunches out on the ice, and we've had plenty of days where, you know, maybe the fishing wasn't all that great, but you know, they always come back for the lunches, so I'll take my pride in that as well.
Oh my gosh. Now, if Pete, like I said, you know, you are really, and this is what I like about, you know, charter captains that I work with out on Lake Michigan, they're full-time captains. That's what they do for a living. You're full-time, multi-species. I mean, you're going to get muskie, crappie, walleye, you know, geez, what else, sturgeon, a little bit of everything you catch. You're a multi-species, so you change with the season, change with the weather on multiple lakes. If they want to get a hold of you, I know they can go to MrBluegill.com, correct?
Yep.
And if they wanted to give you a buzz, is there a phone number?
Yeah, they can multiple ways. My cell phone number is 920-810-4570. You can just go on Facebook and type in Mr. Bluegill. Otherwise, I believe it's like facebook.com/walleyeguide. But the easiest, if you just type in a Google search and type in Mr. Bluegill, there'll be about 200 pages of everything we've done and my personal website and everything else. Yeah. Lots of videos online, too. And, yeah, should have no problem finding me.
And I got to tell you, folks, I learned about him from people that I have great respect for in this industry, Gary Roach, Gary Parsons, Keith Cavallas, the late Tommy Scarless. I mean, they all said to me, don't even, just call him up. Chance, call Mr. Bluegill. Shut up. Okay. So, I mean, you can't get any higher recommendations than that. You know, once again, why don't you give me your phone number?
The door here.
Oh. Okay, give me your phone number again.
Okay, it'll be 920-810- 4570.
Or go to MrBluegill.com and tell them Chauncey sent you, okay?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Chauncey. And, you know, we're hoping to be able to see a bunch of people again this sports show season.
Yep, I hope so, too. And I'm going to try to get up there to maybe come up on you when you're out there fishing with a group of people and say, excuse me, I got a pizza for delivery here.
Make sure no anchovies.
No anchovies. Okay, okay, Mr. Peterson. It's always good. Mr. Bluegill, everybody, go out there. Check him out. Let's have some fun. Catch some fish, and let's do another thing in the great outdoors. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again.
Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Did you know trespassing is the number one complaint against snowmobilers by landowners and is a leading cause in lost snowmobiling access? Most land adjacent to snowmobile trails is closed to snowmobiling, so stay on the trail. No trespassing means no snowmobiling. Just because there are snowmobile tracks off-trail doesn't mean it's open or legal. Ask first and know the off-trail rules before you go. Brought to you by the American Council of Snowmobile Associations and the Federal Highway Administration. Visit snowmobileinfo.org.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com. Northern Illinois Outdoor Show, January 13th through the 16th, Lake County Fairgrounds at lssportshow.com. And Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it!
Well, welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that story about Josh and the Fallen Outdoors with Andrew and all the things that they did for him with the dog and stuff. Isn't that marvelous? I mean, that's people helping people. And then Mr. Bluegill, can't go wrong with going out with Mr. Bluegill up in central Wisconsin, do a little bit of ice fishing, a little bit of good lunch with them. We can have a good time. Like I says, MrBluegill.com. Go check him out and tell him that Chauncey sent you. Okay, let's talk about some interesting things going on in the great outdoors. First of all, you can apply now for the Pierre Marquette Youth Wing Shooting Clinic and Pheasant Hunt. Youth hunters between the ages of 10 and 17 can apply now for the Pierre Marquette Youth Wing Shooting Clinic and Pheasant Hunt scheduled for Saturday, March 5th at the Pierre Marquette State Park in Jersey County. The Pierre Marquette Youth Clinic and Hunt have been popular in late winter and early spring additions to the Illinois DNR Wing Shooting and Youth Pheasant Hunting Program. This is a really cool program for kids to get a better feel of how to use a gun and hit their clay targets, hit the pheasants, and really learn some good stuff. The pheasant hunt, after they participate in the clinics, which is certified by people from the National Sporting Clay Association and the Illinois DNR, they show that they've got the skills, and then the pheasant hunt will be taking place during the afternoon. But the participants must have successfully completed an approved hunter safety course and have a valid hunting license. Participants will be required to observe the current guidance from the CDC and the Illinois Department of Illinois Department of Public Works and Health regarding face coverings and social distancing. That's pretty cool. You can go to the Illinois DNR website to get more information on that. But another really cool program going on in Southern Illinois right now, this is at the Giant City State Park. Oh, what a lodge. That's all I'm going to say. What a lodge. Beautiful. Go down there for the weekend. It's really cool. They're hosting two up-and-coming events that encourage people to get outdoors and enjoy the natural beauty of the winter landscapes. On Saturday, January 29th, visitors can join a local artist, Ann Krippenstaple, for a leisurely afternoon of walking in the winter woods at the park and learning how to sketch their own natural observations. I like that. That sounds like a lot of fun. And it's only going to run between 1 and 2:30 p.m., 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., so it's not that long. You can enjoy that and then go to the lodge for dinner and a nice place to stay, a big fireplace. Oh, yeah. On Saturday, February 5th, visitors can enjoy a one-mile nature hike with the Giant City State Park naturalists, and they are fantastic. The hike will begin at 10 a.m. and should finish by noon, and you can be back at the lodge for dinner. And, you know, a little warm drink there by the fireplace. I like it. I can't help it. It's a nice place to go. Madison, Wisconsin. Let's talk about this one. The Department of Health Services for State of Wisconsin has announced today that new PFAS-based consumption advisories, basically they found in English, a little bit more chemicals in some of the fish that, like rock bass that they sampled from the Peshtigo River. As a result, the DNR and DHS recommended consuming only one meal per week of rock bass and from the Bay of Green Bay and its associated tributaries up to the first dam. This includes all the portions of the Peshtigo, Antico, and Menominee Rivers. The low levels of PFOS have been found in other species sampled in the Peshtigo River and Green Bay, but the results weren't high enough to get, you know, to put a warning out about it. These chemicals are all man-made that we've been dumping into our rivers and streams and on the ground. We've got to stop doing this, people. We got to clean up our environment. It's pretty important. Okay, and, you know, you heard about the up in Green Bay, a big chunk of ice broke off, and they had to go out there with airboats to rescue 60 ice fishermen on a floating piece of ice. Those fishermen were just lucky that a couple hours later, the wind shifted and that ice blew back in and they were able to get out there to get their gear because they don't rescue you and take your gear out there. If it goes out and the ice breaks up, it's gone. So please, anytime you're going out on any ice in these large bodies of water, you have to be very careful and very concerned about what you're doing and what you're going to see. These are all very, very, very important things that you need to work on to make sure there is no problems later on. Okay? That's a really important thing. Hey, now let's hear for the most important thing of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. At least that's what I'm starting to feel like it because everybody talks about it. Instead of saying, oh, I listen to your show, they said, oh, I like Aiden's Fishing Report. The Aiden Fishing Report, I'm reading it for the first time, folks, is brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills at 708-798-9700. That's 708-798-9700. Papa, last Sunday, my hockey team won the Bay City Tournament against a bunch of other teams. It was close sometimes, but our coach gave us a real good talk, and we won the final game. Woo, 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 woo. That's where you go, woo, 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 woo. But let's talk fishing now. The fishermen in the rivers are getting fewer and fewer. I think they did not like the cold weather. Dad and I went to Muskrat Lake, and we saw a bunch of guys in an ice shanty area with heaters and a stove that they were making their lunch and dinner on. I like this kind of ice fishing. They were getting bluegill and rock bass from green weed areas and said if the weeds were not green, move away. Find green weeds, and that's where you'll find the fish. We did see a couple of guys on Big Blue Lake fishing for pike in Turtle Cove, and one time two tip-ups went off, and the guy told me to get the closer one, and he would run farther and get the farther one. I had no fish on mine, but he got a nice pike about 29 inches or so. So that was really exciting. The Grand River has been quiet. No fishermen when we went down to the dam. Talk to you soon. I have pictures from the hockey tournament I want to show you and a lucky puck that I have. Love you, your fishing magician. Oh, God. He writes, love your fishing magician and hockey star Aiden. Oh, God. We're creating a monster. All right. Hey, in Northwest Indiana, the Region Ringneck chapter of Pheasants Forever. That's right. They're having their first annual banquet Saturday, February 19th, 2022, the Old Town Banquet Center at 711 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso, Indiana. The doors open at 4:30, supper's at 6:30, auction to follow. If you want more information, how to get tickets, how to do that, it's real simple. Call the chapter president, all right, at 219-286-4007. Let me repeat that number. It's 219-286-4007. So if you used to go to these Pheasant Forever dinners, you know they're a lot of fun and you can get all kinds of stuff. I'm fired up for it. I'm going to be there. It's going to be a great time. Just give the chapter president, O-M-A-N, a call, 219-286-4007. Tell him Chauncey told you to call. Okay, that's important. Okay, what else we got going on here? Hey, let's talk about fishing in our area, too. And boy, let me tell you, it's really kind of strange in some areas. I don't know, but we're going to go through it. First of all, Lake Michigan, I think the ice has not made perch fishing easy for a lot of people. It's just not happening. Some people are getting fish. Some people are dropping big bricks on ropes to get open water, but they're still trying some different areas like that. Northwest Indiana, they're playing around in Willow Slough. One of my buddies, Tyree Williams, said he forgot the perch and went up to go bass fishing, caught a couple nice bass and little bitty bluegills. He wished he caught some bigger ones. Down at Wren Lake, sponsored by your friends at Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com, they're getting winter temperatures down there, and they're not used to it, so a lot of people are not fishing in Wren Lake, and probably until next week when the weather breaks. It's been 12 degrees at night, only in the maybe 30 during the daytime. Cook County Forest Preserves, the ice lakes that you can fish are Arrowhead, Axhead, Beck Baloo, Big Bend, Bodie South, Bullfrog, Maple, Papoose, Powderhorn, Saganaski, Slough, Sag Quarry, Tampier, Turtlehead, and Wampum. Boy, had to get all of them down there. And once again, they require you that there's 4 inches of good ice before you get out. Up on the chain of lakes, the icemen are excited about all the catfish they've been catching, trying to catch walleye and pike. Hey, but you know, the catfish tastes good. They're using large golden roaches on tip-ups and having a lot of fun doing it while they're fishing for pike, walleye, and muskie. And they said, hey, we'll take the catfish. That's a good thing to do. Delavan has 8 to 10 inches of ice, and that's a good sign right now. A lot of small crappie and pike, but the north end will yield you some fish. Well, I can hear the flute playing, so we're coming to the end of the show, and I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Arapaho Nation. It says, if we wonder often, the gift of knowledge will come. If we wonder often, the gift of knowledge will come. That means if we think about something or try to figure it out, we'll figure it out, and the gift of knowledge will come to us. Or we'll go look it up. How very true. Please remember, we don't own the rain, the woods, the farm, the ice fishing that we're catching, the geese that we're still shooting to the end of the season or more. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.